So the Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Tmura, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Now we're going to see a case of a chatas that was lost. The Baalim meanwhile had their kapara with a different chatas, so we know what the halacha is. The first chatas is just set aside to die. And that's even if there's no other psal. A mafish of someone separates, he designates. A behema l'chatasi for his carbon chatas begins the Mishnah again. Masechtas Tmura Perik Dalad Mishnah Beis v'avda and it's lost. V'hikriv and he was actually makriv. Acheres another chatas tachteh instead. V'achakach nimtzas harishayna. Then we find the first chatas. So the din is that Thomas, even if it's found to be whole, no mum, and even if it's not past its first birthday, why is this different? Because the Baalim already had a kapara with the other one before it was found. This is a chata sheneschapru baleo beacheres, which is one of the five chatois hamesois. Zok the Mishnah weiter, hamafrish mois. This person just designated or separated money lechata. So the purpose of buying a carbon chatas. V'yavdu, and the money was lost. V'hikrim chatas tachtei. He was makrim another chatas instead of it. In other words, instead of waiting till he finds the money. Did anyone see the money I put away for a chatas? He didn't have any patience for that. That would have been simple if he would have waited to find the money and then purchase with that money the chatas. But instead of doing that, he simply separated another behemoth for a carbon chatas, designated another behemoth for a carbon chatas, was makrivit, and he had his kapar. The achakach nimtzu amos, and then we found the money. Right? His son came running. Ta, here's the money. It was in the swarm shank. Ooh, taka, I put it there, I forgot. So Yelchu, we have to take this money. It's brought Liyam HaMelech. The Yam HaMelech? In other words, it has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. You're not going to find it after it's thrown into the Yam HaMelech. Zokta Batanura, wherever the case would be that the Chatas would be Mesa, and in this case, if it was a live Chatas that was lost, and the Baalim had their Kapara with a different one. So the din is that Chatas would be Mesa. You just allow it to die. So the money that was designated for the chatas. And in a sense, the same thing happened. He purchased another chatas and took his kapara with the other chatas. And then we found the money. That money is thrown into the sea of salt. Disappear. We can't use it for anything else. Where's the Yam HaMelech? So if you've been to Eretz Yisrael, you know that all the way on top, by the north of Eretz Yisrael, you have the Kinneres. That's by Tveria. And then you have the Jordan River, the Yarden, that comes all the way down south, and that feeds into the Yam HaMelech. The Yam HaMelech is the lowest place in the world. The water is so salty that you can float on it. You literally float on the salt. If you have an open wound and you float on the Yam HaMelech, you'll know about it. No ship ever passes by over there. If you throw something into a Yam HaMelech, no one's going to find it. From Rashi in Masechtas Pesachim, it's Mashmi, you have to dafka bring it to the Yam HaMelech. Some say you could put it into the other waters, that's what Tosfos says, any water, just grind it up before you put it in. And some hold that when we say Yam HaMelech over here, that's how they bring here from the Rambam, we don't necessarily mean the Sea of Salt in Eretz Yisrael, but we mean the ocean, which is salt water. If you're throwing it into the ocean, and it's hardly likely that a ship is going to pass by and say, oh, there's the money. We mean to say, just don't throw it into your local pond where it's pretty shaykh someone's going to find it. Okay, so if someone separates the karma chatas, we're chazing over the Mishnah, it's lost and he's makriv another one in its place, and then the first one is found. This is one of the chatas hamesais. Our Mishnah adds the chiddush that even if someone designates money for a karma chatas and that money is lost, and meanwhile he was makriv a different chatas, and the first money is found, that money has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. Wherever the halacha is, that chatas mesa, says the Batanura, the money goes into the Yam HaMelech. We said there's a machloikis. Rashi and Psachim seems to say we mean bedafka the Yam HaMelech in Eretz Yisrael. No ships pass by over there. Taisa says, if you want to throw it into other oceans, grind it up beforehand. And from the Rambam, it's mashma that when it says over here Yam HaMelech, we don't bedafka mean the Yam HaMelech. We mean salt water, the oceans, where it's not likely you're going to find it, unlike your local pond or lake, where it is possible that someone is going to find it.